sounding somewhat like it might be related to the 2012 Tour de France winner, the UK's wonderful cycling hero Bradley Wiggins. Wigio is actually an online application for managing group work, teamwork. It provides a suite of features or applications which are available in their individual formats elsewhere on the web. So there are lots of collaborative document applications, or even collaborative spreadsheet applications. There are also polling or survey apps. You can even get to-do lists. But it's rare that they're all brought together in this. And it's not just those. There are a number of other features which are really helpful in working together with other people. So, for example, there are a range of messaging options. So you can send email messages, no biggie there. But you can also send out voice notes. So if you just want to be able to, you might be on a mobile device. So providing it as a voice note is perhaps easier than trying to type it in on a small format keyboard. You can also provide video notes. So these are like one-way communications that go to someone else in Wigio. Now, as far as those contacts are concerned, you can set them up. You can set up groups based on email addresses of the other people that you want to collaborate with. Now, if that happens to be colleagues or students in school, that shouldn't be too difficult. Most people in schools these days have email addresses. So they'll get the messages or requests to join in with a document or spreadsheet or poll come to their email inbox. Unless, of course, they make the choice to collaborate on Wigio, and that would be something to encourage them to do, because then they'll also have a Wigio account, and being able to see everything that appears in your feed stream makes life a lot easier. All the communications will appear in a stream which is similar to the kind of thing that you get on Facebook or Edmodo if you're familiar with those. So you can keep track of what's going on, and you've got a permanent record there rather than just having it sit in your email inbox. In addition, you also have chat room facilities, virtual meetings, and working behind a calendar to manage it all. You even have a file folder store where you can upload documents to share with each other. This is going to be particularly useful with groups that you perhaps don't see quite so often. Maybe it's clubs that you work with in school or teams, and trying to keep those people together who you don't necessarily see on a regular basis and communicate with them might actually be a lot easier with